New York City bling bishop arrested on fraud, extortion, false statement charges. By Ethan Letkman on December 20, 2022. A New York City bishop, who was robbed at gunpoint while preaching a sermon on a live stream in July, was arrested and charged Monday with fraud, extortion, and making false statements. Lamore Whitehead, who is known as the bling bishop, is accused of falsely promising a parishioner to use their investments to help them purchase a home. The parishioners gave the Whitehead, 44, approximately $90,000 of her retirement savings, according to federal authorities and prosecutors. However, the minister allegedly used that money on luxury goods and other personal purposes. Prosecutors also allege that Whitehead extorted a businessman for $5,000 before attempting to convince the same man to give him $500,000 and a stake in certain real estate transactions in exchange for favorable actions from the New York City government, despite the bishop knowing he could not obtain them. In addition, when Whitehead was speaking with FBI agents while they were conducting a search warrant, the bishop falsely claimed that he only used one cell phone, when he did own another cell phone that he regularly used for communication, according to prosecutors. Whitehead carried out several duplicitous schemes in order to receive funds from his victims, said FBI Assistant Director Michael J. Driscoll. If you are willing to attempt to obtain funds through false promises or threats, the FBI will ensure that you are made to face the consequences for your actions in our criminal justice system, Driscoll added. Whitehead is facing a potential maximum sentence of 65 years in prison if he is convicted on all charges brought against him. The bishop, who lives in Paramus, New Jersey, pleaded not guilty at his hearing in a Manhattan federal court and was released after posting a $500,000 bond. The judge ordered that he be limited to traveling within the tri-state area, the New York Post reported. The Prosperity Gospel bishop made national headlines earlier this year when he was robbed at gunpoint of $400,000 worth of jewelry by three men while preaching a sermon at his Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries church in Brooklyn. The robbery was caught on footage since his sermon was being recorded by live stream. Two suspects have been arrested in connection to the robbery, with their trials set to begin early next year. Whitehead's claim that he could obtain favorable actions from the New York City government raises questions about his relationship with Mayor Eric Adams, D. As documented by the city, in September 2015, Whitehead posted to Facebook, "Celebrating my mentor, my brother, and my friend Brooklyn Borough President Eric L. Adams' birthday. Love you, man." Adams, for his part, introduced Whitehead at a concert in Brooklyn the following year as my good friend and good brother, but has more recently characterized the relationship as one of mentorship. "As a black man, I have an obligation to mentor other black men that had negative encounters in their lives and other people in general," Adams said when asked about their relationship in July. However, Adams distanced himself from Whitehead when he was indicted on charges Monday. "I've spent decades enforcing the law and expect everyone to follow it," Adams said in a statement, per the New York Times. Whitehead has also spent time in jail before. In 2008, Whitehead was convicted of grand larceny and identity theft after he was accused of taking out loans using others' personal information and using the money to buy luxury items such as cars and motorcycles. He was sentenced that year to 30 years in prison but was released 5 years later on good behavior. You can follow Ethan Letkman on Twitter at @EthanLetkman.